This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Hello, puzzlers! Welcome to the Puzzler Podcast, the balsamic glaze on your puzzling caprese salad. I am your host, AJ Jacobs, and today's guests are the awesome Vanessa and Jonah Bayer, multi-talented siblings. Jonah is a music writer and musician. Vanessa is a writer, actor, former cast member of Saturday Night Live. And together they host the delightful podcast, How Did We Get Weird? Right here on iHeart. Welcome, Vanessa and Jonah.
Hey, Jake.
Thank you.
Great to have you. And today's puzzle is actually brought to you by Chief Puzzle Officer Greg Pliska, and he has emerged from the puzzle lab to deliver it to you personally. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you. I get out once a week, and it's so nice to see new faces each time I do it. Thank you guys for being here. I don't know. You guys seem to get along so well. When you were growing up, was there a lot of rivalry?
We were into very different stuff as kids. I was very into music and Vanessa was more into studying. But I think as adults, we've gotten closer. What do you think, Vanessa?
You know, Jonah used to sort of make fun of me a little bit. Like there was a little bit of like back and forth, like our mom would say, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And then Jonah would just look at me and he'd be like, ha ha. I'm just thinking in my head of all the mean stuff I'm saying about you. There are like little jabs like that, but nothing too serious. And if I ever seemed like I was upset by any of them, he would immediately apologize. So pretty nice dynamic between us, yeah, I would say.
Well, we're going to try to ruin that right now because we thought we'd
we have
a little head-to-head game, a game of categories. Okay. And we're going to use your last name as the letters in the category. So if I give you a category, you have to come up with things either in that category that start with B, A, Y, E, and R.
Ooh, okay.
And we'll play it round robin. So you'll take turns and you can answer with any of the letters. So, for example, if Vanessa went first and I said colors, you might say red. And then, Jonah, you get a turn with the remaining letters and you might say yellow. So now it goes back to Vanessa, and you've got the A, the E, and the R to work with. And if at any point you're stuck, the other person gets to steal a point, and the person with the most points per category wins that category and bragging rights, at least until the next episode.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So we can only use letters in our name?
Exactly. Okay. You're going to think of, I'll give you a category. You got to think of something in the category that starts with B, A, Y, E, and R. So once a letter is used, then you only have the other ones remaining.
I see.
Got so, it. All right, here we go. Your first category is bands, musical acts. I was going to actually make this bands in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because that's a little more contained. I think it was Jonah who said on another episode, like, all the band names are taken. So probably anything could be a band you could justify. But let's try to go with well-known bands
okay.
that start with B-A-Y-E or R. And Jonah, since we introduced you as the musician, you get to lead. You got to pick a band that all starts right. with one of those five letters.
So I just name one.
And name a band that starts with any one of those letters.
Okay, I'm going to go with Yes.
No, but yes, but name a band. Thank you for participating. No, I got it. Yes. Is in fact the band that's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's the why. So Vanessa, we toss it over to you. You got...
Do they have to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, they don't. We're letting it be.
Okay. Rancid.
Rancid. Okay, very good. Not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They should be. Band. They probably okay. should be.
Yeah, they will be. They someday. Will be. Someday.
I feel all that's right. one you've written about a lot. Jonah, did I make that
yeah,
up?
Jonah
yes,
has
no, I reviewed that's their true. Latest record, Reverse Spin.
Very yeah, cool.
Great band. So I'm in 96.
All right. So back to you, Jonah. You've got the B, the A, and the E left.
Bad Religion.
Bad Religion. Also not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but we'll take that for
we're
the
doing
B.
More Vanessa. Warped Tour version.
Yeah, I like this because, you know, it's not the Beatles. It's like you guys are.
Right.
You are creative.
All right, Vanessa, what do you got? A and E are left.
Does Eurythmics count?
Well, yes, Eurythmics absolutely count. That counts.
Well, because I don't know if they have the before them.
They actually don't have the.
They don't, and I didn't know that.
If you were stuck, we'd allow that we could ignore the leading article.
The.
Like the okay. Everly Brothers would be acceptable.
Right.
But Eurythmics is perfectly good and in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All right. So, Jonah, it's back to you. Your chance to win this round with 3 points if you have an A.
Not a band I listen to, but Ace of Base came to mind.
Ace of Base. Very good. There's that one song that you probably can't get out of your head whenever
Design,
it comes out.
Design, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's stuck in our heads. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
All right. Good. So that excellent. You guys got through those five. Technically,
okay.
it's 3 points to two for Jonah, but he did get to go first. So
yeah.
Next category, Vanessa, you get to go first.
Great.
And the category is sitcoms.
Oh, great.
Again, it's a huge category. There are a lot of sitcoms
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But
okay. Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch. Very good. A classic. Went old school. I like it. All right, Jonah, what do you got? A, Y, E, and R are left.
This is a show we talk about a lot on the podcast. Empty Nest.
Empty Nest. Very good.
True.
I like it.
That's true.
You got
All in the Family.
All in the Family. And Vanessa, you keep going further back in time. I like this. We're going, we had all like the contemporary bands, and then for sitcoms, we're just going old school. All right, good. So you have two left. You got the Y and the R. Jonah, what do you got?
Stuff. Oh, man. I keep thinking of shows, not sitcoms, though. I might.
Well, are they dramedies? Would you accept dramedies, Greg?
Depends, maybe. There are plenty of sitcoms that start with these letters.
He's tough.
I was thinking, like, you can't do that in television, not really a sitcom at all, or a dramedy.
I was thinking that, too. I'm
going to have to tap out. I don't know if I have a R or Y.
All right. Sure. Vanessa, you got an R or a Y?
For the steal.
Yes, Jonah. Roseanne.
Roseanne. Very good. A classic, right? All right, so that gives Vanessa the win on this round, but anybody got a why?
I was thinking You Can't Do This on Television, too. I couldn't think of another why.
I think the easiest one to get is a spinoff of The Big Bang Theory that's on now or on more recently.
Oh.
That is always popping up on my Netflix algorithm, even though I have no desire to watch it.
It's about one of the characters.
Oh, the young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon, exactly.
Young Sheldon.
There were a couple other I found on the list. Yes, Dear.
Minister.
I do. Yes,
I remember Dear. Yes, Dear. Anyone remember that?
I don't remember that one.
I worked at Entertainment Weekly, so I kind of had to know sitcoms
gotcha,
in that era.
What the big shows
all right.
were.
All right. Well, it looks like we're tied up for the final round. AJ, you get to decide who goes first.
Oh, that's too much pressure. I don't want that.
Flip a blanket in the closet. Whatever you want to do. I didn't
All right. I'm flipping my cell phone. That's the only thing I have.
Okay.
All right. Face up is Vanessa. Face down is Jonah. Jonah goes.
All right. So we flipped the coin before the episode and Jonah won the toss. So the category is articles of clothing, things that people wear.
Boots.
Boots is a B, yes.
Afghan.
Afghan, very good. Okay, I like that.
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs, also very good for wintertime. I like that. So you got a Y and an R.
Raincoat.
Raincoat, also very useful. All right, so it's down to the Y. Something you wear.
So wait, what's the score, Greg?
With Y, it's tied 2-2.
If Jonah gets this he wins?
Is this match point? First time on the Puzzler podcast, we've had a categories head-to-head, final round. It's a tie. If you don't get this, we go into a penalty shootout where you throw things at each other until you hit it.
Yeah, this is tough. I keep thinking about a yak. People wear yaks.
Yeah.
I mean, like a yak skin jacket.
Yeah. What do you think, Greg? Does he get it's, by with that?
I mean, that's
I've got
stretching
one.
It.
I think I could steal.
What do you
I think
got,
I
Vanessa?
I could steal here. Yarmulke.
Oh, nice.
Boom, that is a good. I didn't even have that on the list. Wow. That is an excellent answer.
Great.
Is that because we were talking about Jacob, the bar mitzvah boy, the other day? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, fits right in. The other one I had was yoga pants.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's like a thing that people wear, right? Yeah. But yarmulke is excellent. Well done, you guys. That was fantastic.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I guess I won.
And you can play it at home with any five-letter word you want.
So fun.
How does this work with the puzzlers at home? Can they play with their siblings?
Yeah, I think what I'll do, I'm going to give the puzzlers at home an extra credit category.
Okay.
So your extra credit category, still using the letters B-A-Y-E-R, is fruits and vegetables.
Ooh.
Fruits and vegetables.
I have a big list here that I'll, you know, give on the episode, next episode when I give people the answer.
I have a question. I have a clarifying question.
Okay, yeah.
Do legumes count?
You know, I chose fruits and vegetables to avoid the question of whether, like, tomato is a fruit or a vegetable.
Right.
And I didn't expect trouble from the legume camp.
Oh, I guess I'm thinking of tubers.
Oh, a tuber.
I think I'm thinking of tubers. Legumes are like peanuts, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
We accept tubers on this show. This is a tuber-friendly podcast.
We love
tubers.
Okay,
I'm so sorry for the legume controversy. It was unnecessary.
I'm glad we cleared it up. Also, nightshades are allowed. Nightshades are fine.
Okay. All right. And now there's a major nightshade.
Who
said
puzzlers were pedantic? Come on.
Well, thank you, Vanessa and Jonah. You did great. And I love that your relationship survived this very difficult competition. And thank you all for tuning in. And remember to come back tomorrow. And also, you know what? Tell us what your vegetables, tubers, nightshades, and fruits are at thepuzzler.com. Go to thepuzzler.com, and we'll meet here tomorrow for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
Hello, puzzlers. Chief Puzzle Officer Greg Pliska here with the extra credit answer from our previous show. We played Really Weird Stuff with Vanessa and Jonah Bayer. Every clue gave you a word and clued its anagram. Your extra credit was, these really weird salesmen came to my door the other day. They insisted on remaining anonymous. You're looking for an anagram of salesman that is synonymous with anonymous, and that would be nameless. Well, you're not nameless to us. You're our favorite puzzler listener. We'll catch you next time.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.